American Language Course, Book 29, Tape 3C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 3C. Look at Figure 1. You will hear a dialogue about war games. Listen to it carefully and then answer a question. Write the answer on the line provided. Read the question now before you hear the dialogue. Now listen to the dialogue about war games.
Colonel Long, I've got a job for you. I have a question about yesterday's war games.
How can I help you, General?
We put the division where we expected our main attack. Company A fought well and held their ground, but Company B became nervous and ran at the first sign of enemy tanks. They left a big hole in the division line, allowing the enemy to penetrate into our area before we could stop them. I want to know why Company B became nervous, so we can decide what to do about it. Get down there and find out exactly what happened.
Yes, sir.
Write your answer to the question.
What happened to Company B during the main attack? They became nervous and ran.
Look at Figure 2. You will hear a continuation of the dialogue about war games. Listen to it carefully and then answer a question. Write the answer on the line provided. Read the question now before you hear the dialogue. Listen to the dialogue.
Good morning, Captain Barnes. I'm Colonel Long. General Green sent me here to ask some questions about yesterday's attack. Would you please describe exactly what happened?
Well, sir, I didn't like the ground we were given to defend. Our battle position was several hundred meters forward of the others. That exposed us.
Were there any other problems?
The anti-tank weapons were put several hundred meters out on the sides so they could get better shots. The gunners got nervous. They felt they were isolated from the rest of the men. They fired one round each, missed, and withdrew. The men on the line saw them withdraw, and they also became nervous. That's what happened.
Thank you. I'll be talking to you if I have any more questions.
Now write your answer to the question.
Why did the anti-tank gunners get nervous? They felt they were isolated from the rest of the company.
Look at Figure 3. You will hear the last part of the dialogue about war games. Listen to it carefully and then answer a question. Write the answer on the line provided. Read the question now before you hear the dialogue. Listen to the last part of the dialogue.
General, I have the report on yesterday's war games.
Good, let's hear what you found out.
Well, sir, I spoke to Captain Barnes first. Then I went around the company and talked to other people. Captain Barnes said that Company B had the most dangerous battle positions.
What did the others say about that?
They agreed with that.
Anything else? What caused them to panic and run?
I believe it's a leadership problem. Captain Barnes is hardworking and dedicated to duty, and he wants an excellent company. On the outside, he is the picture of a leader, but he does not trust anyone, so he tries to do everything himself. He's not the kind of man troops question. They just follow the orders, sometimes without understanding them. This causes confusion and poor performance. The troops did not think their company could fight and win.
What's your final evaluation?
My main conclusion is that Company B got nervous and ran because of a lack of confidence and low morale. I recommend that an investigation be conducted to determine whether Captain Barnes is capable of leading men in combat.
Thank you for your report, Colonel Long.
Now write your answer to the question.
What is Colonel Long's main conclusion regarding Company B? Company B got nervous and ran because of a lack of confidence and low morale.
Look at figure 4. A consonant sound of a word may change when a suffix is added to the word. There may also be a change in stress. Listen to part A of each dialogue, then respond by reading part B. Notice the change in the consonant sound and sometimes the change in stress when a suffix is added to the word. Number 1.
Have all the English books been revised yet?
Number 2.
Did the head of the company resign?
Number 3.
I believe most children enjoy learning magic tricks.
Number 4.
Who wrote the new column in the newspaper yesterday?
Number 5. Were all the facts in the news article correct? Let's go to figure 5. This is a multiple choice exercise. Listen to each sentence and select the correct answer. A, B, or C. Number 1.
Everyone admires John because he's so hardworking.
Number 2.
He has a lot of ability as a leader.
Number 3.
The students are given a test each week.
Number 4.
In order to work in a bank, a person must be trustworthy.
Number 5.
The heat was a major factor in the explosion.
Number 6.
Mary has become a very competent doctor.
Number 7.
The climate was the prime reason why I moved to California.
Number 8.
My parents are very supportive.
Number 9.
Because of the lack of time, we need to take action now.
Number 10.
He defied the law by driving more than 80 miles per hour.
Now check your answers.
Number 1 is B. Listen. Everyone admires John because he's so hardworking. Everyone respects him. Number 2 is C. Listen. He has a lot of ability as a leader. He has a lot of potential. Number three is A. Listen. The students are given a test each week. The students are evaluated. Number four is C. Listen. In order to work in a bank, a person must be trustworthy. A person must be dependable. Number five is C. Listen. The heat was a major factor in the explosion. The heat was a cause of the explosion. Number six is A. Listen. Mary has become a very competent doctor. Mary's a very capable doctor. Number seven is B. Listen. The climate was the prime reason why I moved to California. The climate was my main reason. Number eight is B. Listen. My parents are very supportive. They always encourage me. Number nine is C. Listen. Because of the lack of time, we need to take action now. We need to do something now. Number 10 is A. Listen. He defied the law by driving more than 80 miles per hour. He refused to obey the law.
Look at figure 6. You will complete a dictation exercise. Listen to some sentences. The first time you hear the sentences, just listen, don't write. The second time you listen, write the phrases as you hear them. You will have an opportunity to check your work when you hear the passage a third time. Listen. Number one.
Let's look for rocks along the river.
Number two.
My parents promised to take us out to eat.
Number three.
Yesterday she shipped some things to China.
Number four.
Father's birthday is on the 5th of this month.
Number five.
Various visitors come here on vacation during the winter.
Number six.
Losing the game made the team feel very bad.
Number seven.
The pretty girl bought a piece of plastic pipe.
Number 8.
At the shopping center, they shine and repair shoes.
Listen again. This time, write the sentences in your book. Listen. Number 1.
Let's look for rocks. Along the river.
Number 2.
My parents promised to take us out to eat.
Number 3.
Yesterday she shipped some things to China.
Number 4.
Father's birthday is on the 5th of this month.
Number 5.
Various visitors come here on vacation during the winter.
Number 6.
Losing the game. Made the team feel very bad.
Number 7.
The pretty girl bought a piece of plastic pipe.
Number 8.
At the shopping center, they shine and repair shoes.
Now check what you've written while you listen to the sentences again. Number 1.
Let's look for rocks along the river.
Number 2.
My parents promised to take us out to eat.
Number 3.
Yesterday, she shipped some things to China.
Number 4.
Father's birthday is on the 5th of this month.
Number 5.
Various visitors come here on vacation during the winter.
Number 6.
Losing the game made the team feel very bad.
Number 7.
The pretty girl bought a piece of plastic pipe.
Number 8.
At the shopping center, they shine and repair shoes.
When the tape is finished, turn to the answer page for this tape to check your work. This is the end of tape 3C, book 29.